Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife.
Just seeing all of those maple trees in one location, and when the weather changes, it's just so beautiful up there.
Which state park is this visitor talking about?
I'm Kevin Barker, and I visited Lost Maples over there in the Hill Country area.
This gorgeous park got its name from the rare pocket of big-tooth maples that fill the area. But hike around like Kevin, and you'll find plenty of other natural gems.
What I also enjoyed is kind of finding little pockets of springs where the water was coming up through the aquifer and just kind of dipping in. You know, when you're walking around in 90-degree heat on top of the mountain, it was real nice to kick off your shoes and kind of just jump in with your bathings and just cool off a little bit. So it was real neat.
Beyond the inviting refreshment of its pools, Lost Maple Park Superintendent John Stewart says those same waters quench the thirst of Central Texans, and it's like drinking ancient history.
We're right at the headwaters of the Sabinal River, and it comes out of springs out of the side of the hill and caves, and then it flows on down, and most of the water drops into the Edwards Aquifer and then goes back over towards Austin. And they say it takes 1,000 years for the water to get from here to there. Geologically speaking, that's just a blink, but it's quite a long time for a man.
That's our show with research and writing help from Sarah Loden. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.